Hey, let's talk Gillette.
What's happening in Gillette? Next week on April 16th is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. Hydrant flushing will continue throughout April, so if you see a hydrant geysering into the street, you should know that it's part of the essential maintenance of the hydrants. It removes sediments, buildups, and stagnant water from water lines, and it ensures that the hydrants will work when we need them. For more information on hydrant flushing, there's a link in the description to an Eye on Gillette video that takes a deeper look at the process. The first meeting of the budget season will be held on Tuesday, April 30th at 6 p.m. in the second floor community room at City Hall. The city operates on a fiscal year calendar that runs from July 1st through June 30th. During this first meeting, City Council will review the proposed Capital Improvement Plan, also known as CIP, which includes any planned projects or purchases that total more than $5,000. You can watch it live on cable channel 192 or streaming online at www.gillettewy.gov/GPA. And here's what's on the April 16th City Council agenda. There will be consideration for a street closure from west of the Aquatic Center entrance, west to North Osborne Avenue, in between Lakeside Drive and Warlow Drive on North Brooks Avenue on Monday, July 15th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. for the Children's Memorial Walkway Remembrance Ceremony. The ceremony is open to the public to remember and celebrate the lives of those taken too soon. Council will be considering another street closure of the 3rd Street Plaza on June 22nd from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. for a car show. A couple of buildings that are on properties owned by the city are up for demolition, and at this meeting there will be contracts for that deconstruction. The one optional 1% sales tax supported project at this meeting is a bid award for the Hidden Valley Playground Renovations Project. The playground and surrounding park have not been significantly updated since at least 1993, and the existing playground and play equipment may be as much as 50 years old and is not compliant with current safety and playground industry standards. There will be the Madison Project Funding Agreement Amendment Number 10, which is necessary for the State of Wyoming Water Development Commission to continue to encumber the grant funding associated with the Madison Pipeline Project. There will be the resolution for ballot proposition on the agenda as well. The propositions are for capital facilities or improvements for the following. Number one is $12 million for the town of Wright for certain subdivision infrastructure improvements. Number two, $30 million for the city of Gillette for the Gurley Bridge replacement. And number three, $207,800,467 for the Campbell County Public Land Board for certain capital facilities, including a multi-use indoor arena. In order for any proposition to pass, it must receive a majority of 4 votes, and that's FOR, compared to the total number of votes cast. Each proposition stands separately from the others, meaning it is possible for one, some, none, or all to pass. No matter how many propositions pass, the addition excess tax imposed will be 1%, no more, no less. For a more thorough explanation, please check the full agenda linked in the description below. There will be a public hearing and an ordinance to approve and authorize the extension of the city boundaries and to annex a tract of land known as the CAPS Annexation Second Edition. This will establish a C1 General Commercial Zoning District. That's been a brief look at the April 16th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, www.gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by going to the same website and clicking on the notification program link in the quick link section at the top of the homepage. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV, cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at www.gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived.
Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.